and children injured at a community centre.
The response to this awful incident is currently unfolding, and the House and the public will be updated in due course.
Britain's Interior Minister Yvette Cooper, a 17-year-old male, is in custody. Now to California and the firefight in several places that could get rougher because of the conditions. Jim Cantore of the Weather Channel.
It's been hot, it's been dry, and of course now the wind forecast as we go through the afternoon is really going to pick up 25, 30 miles an hour. That is going to fan these fires even more.
President Biden will use the backdrop of the LBJ Library today in Texas to elaborate on newly proposed Supreme Court reforms. CBS News White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
The boldest idea is establishing 18-year term limits for the nine justices and setting them up in a cadence such that as a justice terms off the bench, a president would be able to appoint a new one every 2 years.
Republicans say the proposals have no chance for passage in Congress. Iowa's new abortion law has taken hold, banning most procedures in the state after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Elizabeth Sepper is an expert on health and religious liberty at the University of Texas.
This will mean lots of folks leaving the state. It will also call into question a lot of miscarriage management, how to deal with emergency situations in emergency departments in Iowa hospitals, as we've seen across the country.
Well, Prime Minister Netanyahu warns the response will be severe to the rocket attack from Lebanon that killed 12 Israelis. CBS's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
It seems that nobody, not Hezbollah, not Israel, and not Lebanon, won an all-out war. So the question is, will Israel be able to calibrate a response that will be enough to satisfy the Israeli public without having it escalate into a full-scale war?
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 4 points, the S&P is up 21, and the NASDAQ is ahead 100 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A search continues for a pickup truck driver who crashed into the Silver Lake Motel in Kenosha County Saturday night. Despite efforts involving a dog and a drone, the suspect was able to run off. The bond for James Broatsman, a former Racine teacher accused of possessing illicit images of children, was reduced from $75,000 to $5,000 cash. A $45,000 signature bond was also part of the changes put in place Friday in connection with 7 felony charges. It'll be hot and humid this week. There's a chance for rain pretty much every day through Friday. The latest coming up in the forecast. A motorcyclist crashed into a school bus on I-94 in Kenosha County, suffering a broken wrist and road rash. A 20-year-old Milwaukee man was cited. There were no kids on the bus. And the city of Racine is offering a $100 incentive for people to participate in creating a comprehensive safety plan. Those who take an online survey will be entered into a raffle for a chance to win a $100 gift card. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Braves are back in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Atlanta Braves tonight at American Family Field. Colin Ray on the mound for the Crew. The Brewers with a 6-2 win yesterday to avoid being swept by the Marlins. Tobias Myers giving up a home run to Miami on his very first pitch of the game. Pat Murphy and how badly they needed the W.
Yeah, it was much needed, much needed. I thought the pitching, too. I thought Tobias didn't have his best stuff, didn't have his best outing, but he's been great for us all year and did get through four with, you know, give up one run.
NFL, Packers putting on the pads over the weekend, and yeah, there was a few camp fights at practice yesterday. Matt LaFleur.
Football's an emotional game, and sometimes tempers do flare, but more than anything, I just want guys to compete and keep each other safe.
Did you address it with them in a meeting Friday?
Every day. Every day.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 82, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 69. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm and a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
WRJN local news and timeless hits, and this one from Tony Lando.
Hey girl, what you doing down there, dancing alone every night while I live right above you? I can hear your music playing, I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
oh, twice.
heart.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the high.
From Radio Park to the Wynn Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
A little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Let's park to the rickety old garage. It's a brand new shiny red super stock dog.
WRJN, and if old lady from Pasadena's having problems voting, those absentee ballots, just in case she can drive fast, gets a ticket, and is arrested and can't vote. She always do that absentee ballot thing. How and where to vote races in your individual district and statewide races. Just go on WRJN.com, scroll down. We've got the details on there. Tides of March.
Well, I'm a friend, a stranger in the black sedan. I want you to hop inside my car. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you,
love you.
I need you,
need you.
I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hollywood. But if you want to stay just a little bit longer, you know, I think you will really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you.
Love you.
I need you.
Need you.
I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Inside my car, I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can
heaven, you know I love you. And I'm your vehicle, baby. God in heaven, you know I love you.
Just like that. WRJN. BJ Thomas, Hooked on a Feeling. He's got some other hits too, and we're going to try to get to them. But I wanted to mention that you have a chance to win tickets to see the Brewers taking on the Cleveland Guardians showdown Friday, August 16th. And it won't cost you a thing to enter. You can enter daily, as a matter of fact. Just when you got a second, go over to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, follow the pop-up instructions to enter, and there is no purchase necessary. Although, if you want to check out the Big Deals, feel free to do so. Sweepstakes ends Friday, August 9th. It's the WRJN Big Deals Summer Sweepstakes, your tickets to summer fun with the Milwaukee Brewers.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high.
News and timeless hits right here at WRJN, and our radio station had Paul Harvey on for 57 years, and he's coming back. Well, I know he passed away, but he's coming back. His old shows are the next couple weeks.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring. We are but a moment's sunlight.
Shake it, shake it, shake it, Sloopy.
That's the McCoys. Hang on, Sloopy, right here on WRJN. We have local news, timeless hits, and something about this coming Thursday that just, it could be rainy weather, and yet it's a beautiful night, always a beautiful night when you're hanging out at Racine's beautiful harbor. And this Thursday night, they're going to have bands, a local local rock band playing for free, and it's at Festival Park. There's going to be food trucks, and it's free every Thursday from 7 to 10. We don't have that thing. We don't have things like that up in Milwaukee very rarely, so I'm take advantage of it. We're going to be in August by this point. Now the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are asking voters to move the power to spend federal money in Wisconsin from the governor to the legislature. It's the GOP response to the billions that came to Wisconsin because of the pandemic. There are two referendum questions on statewide ballots August 13th. Republicans are urging yes votes. Democrats are urging no votes. Senator Tammy Baldwin is rejecting calls for President Biden to resign. She tells WISN-TV's Up Front that Biden is capable of finishing out his term.
You have full faith in the president's ability, his mental acuity, as we sit here today to lead the nation.
I think the administration and Biden is perfectly capable of finishing out the term.
The president himself.
The president himself.
Democratic Party delegates start voting this week to formally nominate Vice President Kamala Harris to be their nominee for president. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A biker suffered a broken wrist and road rash after crashing into a school bus on I-94 in Kenosha County. The crash Friday happened when two sport bikes were reportedly weaving through traffic at speeds of up to 140 miles an hour. One ended up changing lanes and hit the back of a bus. A 20-year-old Milwaukee man was cited for having no insurance and failure to maintain control. There were no kids on the bus. It'll be a hot and humid week of weather. Temps will be reaching the mid to upper 80s with rain chances through Friday. The National Weather Service warns that high dew points will make it feel even hotter, possibly into the 90s. The latest coming up in the forecast. A $100 incentive is in place for people in Racine. The City of Racine's Department of Community Safety wants people to take part in creating a comprehensive safety plan. There's an opportunity for folks to share their perspectives on what safety means to them and how the city can better address their needs. Those taking the online survey will be entered into a raffle for a chance to win a $100 gift card. There's more on the city's website. There were 24 criminal arrests and 100 county ordinance citations given out during the Country Thunder Music Festival. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says underage alcohol violations topped the list with 54 citations. Disorderly conduct accounted for the highest number of criminal arrests at 10. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 82, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 69. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm and a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Ooh.
local news at Timeless Hits WRJN. Big hi to Tana. Thank you so much for listening to us today. Racine River Fest is this Saturday. If you ever wanted a chance to really enjoy Root River and even take boat rides, you're going to have boat rides all day at the Racine River Fest this Saturday. Details are on Racine River Fest. Just Google it and give the details.
Can't wait. Town.
Summertime on WRJN local news, timeless hits, farce news. Got a question on any of the stories that Stuart J. Waddles does for our local news? You can always check out the rest of the story on WRJN.com. Scroll down to news.
Put her down. When a man
local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Get on that love train, the OJs. And I give a shout out to one of my friends. I listen to him faithfully right here on Sunday mornings, Lou Regane with Music of the Stars. He plays people before Elvis, Buddy Holly, and the Beatles. Speaking, of course, of Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, and Glenn Miller, Julie Andrews, and, of course, Sinatra, one of the greatest singers of all time. He plays them all on his show from 7 to noon. I listen every Sunday because he's awesome. Oh, and he's my friend, but still, he's awesome. So, Lou Regani, every Sunday morning, a Sunday must listen on WRJN.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And with summer fun and fairs in full swing, O&H invites you to enjoy their incomparable cream puffs, a favorite summertime indulgence. O&H cream puffs are bursting with real whipped cream, and they're as delicious as they're refreshing. You can choose O&H's traditional cream puffs and their gourmet cream puffs, like cherry almond or chocolate mousse. They are sensational. So stop in today. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
This is right here on WRJN. A little Creedence Clearwater Revival. John Fogerty, by the way. this Friday night is going to be in Milwaukee on the Summerfest grounds, the AmFam, what used to be Marcus Amphitheater. Dirt Thurgood opening for him. And by this point, if you want to get good tickets, you're going to have to really buy them secondhand from somebody. Here's Creedence.
Early in the evening, just about supper time. Over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Willie picks a tune out, and he throws it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street, playing the folk boys are playing, bringing it up happy feet.
Well, it's all right here on WRJN. Speaking of which, our very own Stuart J. Waddles coming up with local news. Our very own Mike Clemens coming up with sports. And Kurt Volman is next. You have a great day here on WRJN.
I'm going to wait till the midnight hour. That's when my love comes tumbling down. I'm going to wait till the midnight hour. When there's no I'm
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. The FBI will interview former President Trump soon as part of its investigation into his attempted assassination. CBS's Cammie McCormick with the latest.
The FBI has interviewed hundreds of people, but to help answer lingering questions,
we have contacted former President Trump, and he has agreed to participate in the victim interview.
Kevin Rochek is a special agent in charge of the Pittsburgh FBI field office. He says the shooter's internet searches are still being analyzed, but revealed an interest in mass shootings.
The investigation has revealed searches of national